Welcome to Morris County This Week by Weikert Realtors Morristown. Today, we will be discussing the housing market in Morristown.
Thanks for listening, and I want to start with a picture, because this one surprised me.
Go ahead.
Picture the green on a Sunday. Now picture the 100 houses for sale within a few miles of it. 21 of them have a little note in the listing that says the price came down. 1 in 5 sellers in Morristown has already blinked.
1 in 5. And that's before the fall market even gets going.
Right. So that's the episode today. Why is a fifth of the town cutting the price in a county where everything is supposed to be expensive? And what do you do about it if you're the one buying or the one selling?
Let's start with the expensive part, because the numbers are a little backwards from what people expect. These are Garden State MLS figures off our own site this week.
Okay.
The average asking price in Morristown right now is $715,600. The average asking price across Morris County is $893,700.
So the town is cheaper than the county.
By our math, $178,100 cheaper. The town everybody wants to walk around in is the discount.
Which makes no sense until you look at one more number.
The year built. The average house for sale in Morristown was built in 1954. The average for Morris County is 1972.
18 years. That's the whole story, isn't it?
I think it is. We have the old houses. Morristown was a town before most of the county was a suburb. So you're comparing a 1950s colonial with the original radiators to a 1970s split level with a two-car garage, and the split level asks more.
And an old house is exactly the kind of house where a seller guesses wrong on price.
That's my read too. You price it for the charm and the walk to the green. The buyer walks in and prices it for the roof and the electrical. Somewhere between those two numbers is the 21 price cuts.
Here's the thing though. It's not that nobody wants these houses.
No. Look at days on website. Morristown is 31 days. Morris County is 52.
So the town moves faster than the county.
3 weeks faster. People are buying here. They're just not paying the first number.
It's like a farmer's market at noon. Everything's still going to sell. The price just isn't what it was at 8:30.
That's it exactly. So let's do the advice, because that's what this is for.
If you're buying.
If you're buying in Morristown this month, start with the 21. Those are the sellers who've already told you they'd rather sell than wait. And don't let the town's average scare you off. 715 is an average of a whole range. The most expensive house in town right now is 35 Hamilton Road, listed at $1,549,000 by Prominent Properties SIR. That one house pulls the average up for everybody.
So the number on a house you'd actually buy is probably under the average.
Often, yes. Get pre-approved, know your ceiling, and go look at the old houses with a good inspector.
And if you're selling?
If you're selling, the market just told you the rule for the fall. Price it right on day one. 31 days is how long a well-priced house in this town takes to find its buyer. If you're past 31 days and quiet, you're not waiting for the market. You're joining the 21.
And a price cut in week 5 costs you more than pricing it right in week 1.
Every time. The house is the same. The first impression isn't.
Okay, let's get out of the spreadsheet, because September in Morristown is the good month.
It really is. 3 things. First, the farmer's market. Every Sunday, 8:30 to 1, in Lot 10J at Spring and Morris, behind the post office. Live music every week, free parking, and it runs through November 22nd.
I go for the tomatoes and stay for the band.
Second, MPAC, 100 South Street. Saturday, September 12th at 8, it's the Australian Pink Floyd Show. Tickets are $67 to $124.
That's the one for the kids who grew up on the wall.
And the big one. Sunday, September 27th, the Festival on the Green. Noon to 5, rain or shine, downtown. Music on several stages, rides and games for the kids, a beer tent, and more than 165 booths.
If you're new in town, that's the day you meet it.
That's the day.
So here's what I'd leave you with. 100 houses for sale, and 21 of them already came down. Sounds like a soft market until you notice they sell 3 weeks faster than the rest of the county. Morristown isn't slow. It's just honest about what an old house is worth, a little sooner than the seller is.
Thanks for listening to Morris County This Week. If you have questions about real estate in Morristown, we're here to help. Reach out to us at Weikert Realtors Morristown. That's Weikert Realtors online at morristown.weikert.com or call 973-358-0518.